time to talk to Kim McDonald of Chicks Against Hunger joining us. You got your annual Sunday Fun Day. You ready for it?
Yes, good morning. Yes, we are ready. We're in full food drive mode this week.
Sunday Fun Day over at Smitty's on East Bridge Street in Olear. Talk about this event. What's taking place on the 15th?
So this is our annual event, and this year it's benefiting Oberlin Community Services. And it's presented by Smitty's Place in Elyria and Chicks Against Hunger. And this will be Sunday, May 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. And what's really nice, the owner of Smitty's, they're not normally opened on Sunday. So the restaurant is just open for our event. We have over 30 raffle baskets. And we have an additional 5 signature items that are higher end. We have one fabulous bourbon basket. So for those bourbon lovers out there, you'll want to come and buy a raffle ticket. And what is also good about our event is that it is a very expensive evening out. So it is cost of admission is a non-perishable food donation. And then we sell raffle tickets for the main items for $1 each, or 11 tickets for $10. And then the larger items, we just sell those tickets for $5 each. So it's an affordable evening for a great event to raise food for Oberlin Community Services.
Kim, based on past history, do you seem to recall how many pounds of food were donated at a given event, or your donations, or the money raised?
Yes. Yeah, so we have been doing this event for 10 years. So we've been doing it since 2012. And this event alone has raised over 40,000 pounds of food. And so our biggest evening that we raised was over 6,000 pounds of food. So we are looking to do that again. We're pretty excited. You know, it's post-COVID, and everybody wants to get out and help our neighbors here.
I know you've spread the, through the years, you've chosen different recipients. Take us through that process and how Oberlin Community Services, was the chosen one this year.
So we look at the different food pantries within Lorain County, because everything that we collect stays right here within the county. And we look at the different needs and who they treat, who they serve, who their clients are. And Oberlin Community, and we also like to do all areas of the county. So we don't just focus on the northern end. So we wanted to reach down to Oberlin because we know they serve a lot of students down there and a lot of families. So they have been fantastic to work with. So I look forward to giving them their food donations on Sunday.
Talking this morning to Kim McDonald of Chicks Against Hunger. How well staffed are you with volunteers and people who are members of Chicks Against Hunger?
We have 8 volunteers with us. And then also the day of the event, the beneficiary also provides volunteers for us as well.
Again, that's the Sunday Fun Day over at Smitty's on East Broad Street across from the post office. What time does that start?
It starts at 4 o'clock and it goes through 7.
All right. So bring your canned tuna or your other non-perishable food items to get in and enjoy some of the raffles and the fun of things. I'm looking at some of the, even Vandermark Jewelers. I got a piece of jewelry there. So we're going to talk to Jim tomorrow when he's with us. But a lot of nice folks helping out for this event. Again, this is coming Sunday, May 15th, over at Smitty's. Kim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for all you do with Chicks Against Hunger.
Thank you for having me.